With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. David Stern, longtime former commissioner of the NBA, died yesterday of complications stemming from a brain hemorrhaging that he suffered on December 12th. Stern took over the league in the early 1980s, and instead of trying to minimize the rising power of star basketball players, Stern embraced it and helped shepherd the NBA to become really the first American sports league to thrive internationally. Daniel Kaplan writes about the business of sport for The Athletic.
Yeah, David Stern took over the NBA in the early 1980s when it was, the best you could say was it was an also-ran league. It was well behind baseball. It was well behind football, maybe on par with hockey. It was seen as largely a league for a particular demographic. It was not seen as a league that was attractive to the large swaths of America. And he turned that around. He changed the image of the NBA. And he had some help along the way. Clearly, the emergence of Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan certainly helped. But he crafted the image of the NBA that we know and love today.
And Michael Jordan issued a statement yesterday saying, quote, "Without David Stern, the NBA would not be what it is today. He guided the league through turbulent times and grew the league into an international phenomenon, creating opportunities that few could have imagined before." In an interview with the New York Times, Stern said that one of his most cherished moments was seeing such stars come together to form the victorious 1992 U.S. Olympic men's basketball team, known across the globe as the Dream Team. David Stern was 77.